with a look at Radio on the Go Sports for this Tuesday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting action from Monday's scorecard locally. Grundy Center, third rated in volleyball, sweeps East Marshall. Hampton Dumont Cal at the Norseman Invitational Tournament. Very tough competition. A lot of rated teams down there, and the Bulldogs get swept and go 0-4 in the evening, falling to South Hardin, Roland Story, Marshalltown, and Carroll Kemper in two sets apiece. South Hardin went 3-1 as they beat Hampton Dumont Cal. They did lose to Carroll Kemper in straight sets, but beat Marshalltown and Roland Story, again 3-1 for South Hardin at the Norseman Invitational in Story City. Cross-country action from yesterday at the Garner-Hayfield-Ventura meet. Garner-Hayfield-Ventura girls were the team champions. Individually, North Butler's Addison Velker, she finishes in second place, 19 minutes, 13 seconds. On the boys' side, Lake Mills, the team champion with an outstanding score of 32. North Butler finishes pretty high with a third place finish for the boys. West Fork was fourth. BKCGD was eighth. Ezra Ameline of North Butler, sixth place. Individually highlighting the boys' side individual results, his run was 17 minutes, 34 seconds. At the Nevada Invitational, we had a couple area teams down there. IFA AGWSR girls placed third. Gilbert was the team champion. Gilbert had a perfect score in cross country, 15 points. Amazing. IFA AGWSR with 91 for third. Grundy Center was fourth. Individually, Grace Storjahan from Grundy Center was sixth place in 21 minutes, 11 seconds. On the boys' side, Gilbert has not a perfect score. They're boys compared to the girls, but they did score 27 points, which is an amazing score as well. Grundy Center was fourth. South Hardin was 10th. IFA AGWSR sharing program was 12th. Emerson Volks, the top runner from the area, he wins it, as a matter of fact. He wins the Nevada Invitational in 16 minutes, 28 seconds. And speaking of Emerson Volks, he is rated sixth individually in state cross country now. Their new rankings are out. His teammate, Caden Lynch, actually is up four spots to number four ranked runner in Class 1A boys for Grundy Center. Dighton Hartford senior Izzy Houts has cracked the Class 2A girls rankings. She's number 27 by the Iowa Association of Track Coaches individual cross-country rankings. More rankings online at radioonthego.com. Speaking of rankings, now the Athletic Association has announced its first football rankings of the season, created by official ranking committees. These rankings will be used to seed playoff fields in classes 2A through 8 player. So top-ranked teams from local districts include in Class 2A, Central Line Georgia Little Rocks, the overall number one. Spirit Lake is rated number six. In Class 1A, Grundy Center is number one in the state rankings by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Denver is fourth. Sumner Fredericksburg, fifth. MFL Marmac, seventh. And Dighton Hartford is 10th. In Class A, St. Ansgar, number one. West Hancock, number three. Wapsie Valley is eighth. Nashua Plainfield is ninth. And Lake Mills is number 10. And Class 8 player, Winfield Mount Union is number one. Gladbrook Rhinebeck, number two. Clarksville comes in at number nine. And you can view the full rankings at radioonthego.com. Again, this does not include Class 3A, which Hampton Dumont Cal is part of. The Class 3A and 4A state baseball tournaments are moving to Cedar Rapids next season. The move was needed due to renovations being done at Banks Field in Iowa City at the end of the next baseball season. And let's take a look at, Andy Untham, the baseball administrator of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and his comments about the change.
We didn't know what year when we signed this long-term four-year agreements, when this would take place, but it was going to take place the last year of the agreement now in 24, and that's kind of how we ended up. Went through some processes and checking out some great sites here in Iowa all over the place, and we ended up landing at Veterans Memorial Stadium there in Cedar Rapids, home of the Colonels.
And he says the 1A and 2A state baseball tournaments will remain in Carroll.
That goes back to why this is a one-year agreement for 3A and 4A only, because it's the last year of our agreement with 1A, 2A, and so then obviously we're in processes for long-term plans after this 24 season.
Untham says they hope to announce a new long-term deal for a location a year from now, and a single location is still a possibility.
You know, obviously, ideally, it'd be great to have everything in one place for a lot of different reasons. Scheduling, staffing, those type of things. But, you know, logistics and field availability, just because of the sheer number of games that you have to play at one site and needing the time to be able to do that is where some of the logistical challenges come into play.
And next year's state tournament is scheduled for July 20th. 22nd through the 26th for baseball. Iowa State football got a much-needed win to open Big 12 play. T.J. Tampa's interception sealed the game as the Cyclones held off a late rally by Oklahoma State for a 34-27 win. The Cyclones won despite rushing for only 74 yards.
You know what we want to do at times, and, you know, people are trying to take that away from you. And so I think the thing that was really positive today in a Big 12 conference football game, taking care of the football, proving that you can move the football down the field, and having playmakers on the perimeter that can make some of those plays. And so I think that'll certainly, you know, give us all some confidence moving ourselves forward, and I think that was huge.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, quarterback. Rocco Breck was 27 of 38, 348 yards for the Cyclones and three touchdowns.
Rocco, the way he's played the first 3 weeks, to me, he's just stacked confidence, not only himself, I think he would tell you he's stacked great confidence, but, you know, just how he practices, his process to get better week in and week out. All those things are starting to show up, and I think it gives you great confidence, man, how you need to go win the football game.
And now the Cyclones visit Oklahoma on Saturday. Let's turn back to high school sports, where the West Fork volleyball team will host North Butler for senior night and a top of Iowa Conference matchup this evening. This will be the Warhawks' first home match in Sheffield after playing the previous home matches in Rockwell due to gym floor being redone at the high school. This will be the second meeting of the season between West Fork and North Butler. The Bearcats won the previous one 2-0 at a weekend tournament in Belmont on September 9th. West Fork is 2-15 overall, and they're led by 8 seniors, including Mallory Meyer in kills and blocks, Bria Weaver with 94 assists, Reckon Dickman with 106 digs. Head coach Emily Griman says it'll be an emotional night to honor a great senior class that facing the Bearcats is an opportunity here for, again, the West Fork Warhawks.
I love our seniors. We have a great group of girls. They've had good leadership, positive attitude. I just wish them the best with everything. And, you know, it's going to be an emotional night, but I'm so thankful that they've stuck it out these 4 years. Had the privilege to coach them the past 2 seasons and hope they have the greatest night. And thank you for the time they've put in and the leadership that they've given us. I think it'd be a great opportunity for my girls to just show up and show what they can do and hopefully end with that W.
And North Butler comes in 8-14, 1-4 in the top of Iowa Conference after falling 3-2 at home against Nashville Plainfield last Tuesday. The Bearcats are led by junior Olivia Dralia. Olivia has 103 kills and 33 blocks. Senior Reagan Mulder with 165 assists and junior Macy Endelman with 160 digs. Head coach Sarah Goodrich says Olivia Dralia continues to be a great boost for the Bearcats and hopes to carry over the energy and effort from the home match a week ago into a road match at West Fork.
She was not only the playmaker tonight, but she was a huge leader for us, bringing confidence to our team and helping those who are down. She always picked up her teammates. The battle was here. The effort was there. The energy was here. Our gym was loud. We're excited to travel to West Fork, take home a conference win.
And before the match at 5 p.m., pizza bars and ice cream will be available for purchase, with proceeds going toward the West Fork Elementary Playground installation fees. Now, the match will air tonight if you want to tune in to West Fork versus North Butler, 104.9 KLMJ and RadioOnTheGo.com. Pre-game coverage at 6:50, and the match gets underway at 7 p.m. in Sheffield. And other volleyball going on this evening, 9th-rated Applington Parkersburg hosting, or they are on the road, that is, at Waterloo Columbus. That's a 7:30 matchup. Belmont Clemmie hosting West Hancock at 6:30 going on. Also happening, Clarksville girls are hosting Nashville Plainfield. Number 1-rated Dyke New Hartford, a big showdown with 4th-rated Denver at 7:30 p.m. Hampton Dumont Cal in action. They go up to Garner Hayfield Ventura to battle the Cardinals. That'll be 7 o'clock start for the varsity. And cross country tonight, this afternoon, 4:30 p.m., the Jessup meet involving Dyke New Hartford and Applington Parkersburg. More sports available online at RadioOnTheGo.com. You can check that out, as always, anytime. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting. Have a terrific Tuesday.